Psalm 23. We're going to read the whole psalm this morning. And I want to share this psalm, and the title of the sermon is A Psalm for the New Year. A Psalm for the New Year. Psalm 23, a very familiar one. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David, says this, verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want or be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Psalm 23, as I mentioned, is one of the most familiar of the Psalms. Charles Spurgeon, who was known as the Prince of Preachers, he said of this Psalm that it's the pearl of the Psalms. For many, this psalm has been memorized. It's written on the tablet of the human heart. It's such a beautiful psalm. It's a simple psalm. But in this psalm, it speaks so much. And in considering the new year and thinking about what would this year hold, we really don't know what tomorrow holds, do we? We don't know what can come our way. If you would have told me that when we were going to go and drop off James Jacob to go to school, that we would end up losing a family member, my father-in-law, I would have thought, no way. I mean, I know he was sick, but didn't expect it. And so in many ways, we don't know what life can bring us. We don't know what is coming next. And it's, of course, our prayer that the year 2024 is going to be one of the greatest years that we've ever had. Amen? But this psalm, Psalm 23, captures really all that we need, not only for the year of 2024, but for all of life. You see, in this psalm, David, being a shepherd himself, understood that we, like sheep, have a tendency to go astray. David, a shepherd, lived among the sheep. He dwelt among them. He watched them. He saw how they carried themselves. And from this, the Lord would inspire him to write this particular psalm. And he would begin it by saying that the Lord is my shepherd. Amen? And that is very important. The Lord is my shepherd. And I pray that he is your shepherd. You see, he is the shepherd of those that believe in him, that have made him their Lord, that have submitted their lives to him. And David would say, the Lord is my shepherd. And because the Lord is our shepherd, that would mean many, many different things. And when we consider this, and like I said, a psalm for the new year, we can expect many different things from our shepherd. And so I want to encourage you this morning with Psalm 23 by showing you, even right in verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And what it means is I shall not lack anything. Because the Lord is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. He is the best possible shepherd that there could ever be. And because he is our shepherd, he will take care of every single need that we will have. No matter what comes our way this new year, we know that we will not lack anything. You see, sheep, when they're left to themselves, they are the most helpless of animals in the animal kingdom. They are literally the most helpless. And for the lack of a better way of saying it, and not sounding too crude, they're dumb animals. They're stupid, right? And because of this, left to themselves, they can be very helpless. But because we have a shepherd, we belong to someone that is self-sufficient. We have someone that has an inexhaustive supply. He's got everything that we need. And he doesn't change. He will always provide for our needs. So we will lack nothing because he is our shepherd. He is sufficient for everything that can come our way. And so we can praise the Lord that he is our shepherd. But it continues by saying in verse 2, he will make us to lie down in green pastures and lead us beside still waters. It says, verse 3, he restores my soul. Now, when it says that he makes us to lie down in green pastures, what he's saying is, you and I will not lack any rest. But what's interesting about sheep is that they will not lie down until there are four different things that are met. Unless they feel these four different things, they won't lie down. What are those four things, Pastor? Those four things are these. And this comes from someone that was a shepherd for 8 years. And he took note, his name was Philip Keller, of how the sheep were. And he began to realize they only would lie down and rest if these four things were met. And it was these. Number one is they refuse to lie down if they're afraid. If the sheep feel any kind of fear or they're afraid, they will not lie down. So they need to be free from fear plus these other three things. Another reason why they will not lie down is if within the flock of sheep there is discord. If one sheep is mistreating another sheep, that sheep will not lie down. If there's discord, if there is discord among or friction among the other sheep, they will not lie down. Thirdly, they won't lie down if they're tormented by flies or parasites. And so if there's a lot of flies and a lot of critters tormenting them, they won't lie down. And then lastly, they won't lie down if they're hungry. If they're hungry, they will not lie down. They feel the urge to eat, right? To be fed. And so unless fear, friction, flies, and famine are dealt with, they will not lie down. But let's remember that we have a shepherd, amen? And he is a good shepherd. He is a faithful shepherd that he will take away all your fear and mine. We don't have to be carrying anxiety or worry because we can trust in our shepherd. We can have peace among us, amen? And we can be forgiving towards one another because he is our shepherd. He will deal with those issues, amen? He will also deal with the parasites. You know, a good shepherd will inoculate the sheep. In other words, give them antibiotics. They will take care of them so that they will be free from parasites. Amen? Again, left to themselves, they can't take care of themselves. But a shepherd will take care of those parasites. But also, he provides food. Amen? In abundance. So that that sheep can be fat. Amen? Not fat in a bad way. Fat in a good way. You know, in the scripture in the Old Testament, when it speaks about fatness, it's actually speaking about abundance. It's about supply and prosperity. And I'm here to tell you that because he is our shepherd, we can lay down in green pastures. Amen? And it's a wonderful thing to understand that because he's our shepherd, no matter what comes in the year of 2024, we can lie down. Amen? Another thing is that we will not lack life. The Bible says in verse 3 that he restores my soul. It says he restores my soul and leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When it says that he restores my soul, it also can mean he brings me to repentance. Or he actually restores our soul in the sense that he restores all life. Amen? He wants to give you and me life. And the thing that can happen to sheep if they're not careful, Sometimes sheep can lay down or rest near a kind of pit, a hole in the earth. And if they're not careful, they can slowly but surely fall into the pit and end up on their backs inside of that hole. And what ends up happening to a sheep, if they fall into that kind of pit, a kind of just a lull in the ground, they end up what they call cast. It's a cast sheep. And when they end up on their back this way, they can't put themselves back on their feet. And I don't know if you've felt that way before. Sometimes you're walking with the Lord, and sometimes it just feels like all of a sudden you end up in a place you can't get out of. Amen? You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. You feel stuck. And when a sheep is stuck in this kind of place because of long fleece or because they're heavy, they can't turn themselves around, so they're cast. And whenever they're cast like this, the only way they can regain their footing is for the shepherd to turn them back onto their feet. How many of you know that you have a shepherd that's watching out for you? Amen? And so sometimes we end up like a cast sheep. We end up in a pit. We end up in a hole. And we don't even know how to get out of it. Sometimes it's our own doing, right? We messed up. We made a bad decision. We played with that sin a little too long, right? Sometimes we act the fool. We're sheep, right? And a cast sheep ends up on its back. They can't get up, but it's only the shepherd that can get them back on their feet. If they stay on their back for too long, you know what's going to happen to that sheep? What's going to happen is the gases in their body begin to build up. It begins to cut off circulation to the legs, and within a few hours, that sheep will die. But thank God there's a shepherd watching out for us. Amen. And he's ready to turn us back to our feet, praise the Lord, when we end up cast. You see, sometimes we are on our backs, helpless. We end up in a condition and we don't know how to get out of it. But thank God, it's the Lord that restores our soul. Amen? Another thing that we will not lack is guidance. He will guide us. The Bible says in verse 3, he will guide us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Like I said before, sheep are foolish. You know, you can get these sheep into the best pasture land, and it has plenty of food and everything that they need, and they'll begin to eat away, and they're not paying attention, and they'll begin to wander off that good pasture, just like that. They have this tendency to wander. They easily lose their way because they don't pay attention. But there's a good shepherd who is the one that brought them to that good land. It's the good shepherd that has supplied them water and abundance. And so because these animals have the tendency to wander, it's the shepherd that will be there with his shepherd staff to help guide. Amen? That's what that staff is used for. It's helped to gently nudge the sheep a particular way, right? You know, if a sheep is rebellious and it keeps on going out to the place it shouldn't go, sometimes the shepherd in his mercy will get that shepherd staff and hit them hard on a leg, sometimes even fracturing a leg, wounding it, so that it will stay in line. Amen? It's for its own protection. And you know, sometimes we need the Lord to give us a good old-fashioned spanking, right? Because we have a tendency. I mean, if when we're honest with ourselves, we're sheep. We're just as dumb as they are, even though we think we're all that. Amen? But he will guide us. And so no other class of livestock requires more careful handling than sheep. But the Lord is our shepherd. The scripture says, like sheep, we've all gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way. But the Lord laid on him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Amen. He's a good shepherd. Another thing that we will not lack because he's our shepherd is safety. Amen. In verse 4, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, a lot of times we use that verse to comfort those that have lost a loved one. Amen? And it's true. It's a good verse to use. He will be with us when we go through the valley of the shadow of death. But it's actually a picture of the shepherd taking the sheep from lower lands in the higher lands. And as the sheep are traveling from the lowlands to the highlands, they would pass through valleys on the way there. Sometimes in those valleys, there would be thick brush, there would be trees, a lot of vegetation, very dangerous for the sheep. But because the Lord is the shepherd of the sheep, there is no need to fear evil. Amen? There is no need to fear any danger because the Lord is our shepherd. And we don't know what can come our way. We don't know the valley just ahead of us. Amen? Maybe some of you are currently in it. Maybe you've just passed through one. Amen? We're all at different stages in our walk with the Lord. But we don't need to fear any evil because the Lord is our shepherd. Amen? He will take care of us. He will watch over us. He will lead us beside the still waters. You know when it talks about still waters? It's talking about being no wind, very calm, and he wants to give us peace along our journey. Amen? And so put your trust in the Lord. Don't worry. Don't turn your eyes away from the shepherd. Amen? Keep your eyes on him. And even if you get your eyes off, he's a faithful shepherd and he will be there to direct our steps. Amen? Now, another thing we will not lack is provision. In verse 5, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Amen? You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. And it's describing the abundance of the Lord. The Lord will provide for you. Trust him. Trust him. The scripture says he's our shepherd. And because he is our shepherd, he will provide for us. Even in the presence of our enemies, he will watch out for us. And when he takes care of his own, he takes care of them well. Amen? He's not a poor, begging shepherd. He's God. Amen? And he's got everything that is needed for you, no matter what it is. So keep on trusting him. When it speaks of the oil and the wine, it's speaking of joy. It's speaking of prosperity. He's our shepherd. His sheep are the fattest sheep there are. Amen? The most well-maintained, taken care of sheep that exist. That is you and me. Amen. So you can have joy. You can have all the provision that you need. And you can be cared for. Understand that. Now, lastly, to close this off this morning, we also will not lack a heavenly home. The final verse says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have an eternal dwelling place. Amen? And we don't have to fear that we won't make it. You see, not only is our shepherd, he's the one that has paid the price in full to get us there. Amen? He's not only the shepherd, he's the sacrifice, praise the Lord. And so he has made a way for you and me to make this journey. And so no matter what this year brings to you, no matter what is just ahead, I'm here to encourage you to put your trust in the Good Shepherd. Trust him. Maybe you feel like the Lord won't listen to you. I'm here to tell you, no, he longs to hear your voice. He wants to help you. He wants to show himself strong on your and my behalf. And so put your trust in the Lord. Let Psalm 23 be the psalm of 2024. Amen? Let it be our psalm as a congregation. Let it be your psalm as an individual. Amen? He is our shepherd. He cares for you. Amen? He watches out for you. And he will protect you from all enemies, from anything that will come against you. Praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's stand this morning.